Have any of you ever had the experience of falling into the same old stupid thing over and over again? The thing where you know you're weak, but for whatever reason you find yourself doing it? You know, every evening I try to do a rosary walking around the neighborhood here, and I notice that in the summertime, the kids love to do lemonade stands. They're my Achilles heel. If there's one way to disrupt my prayer, right? It's to have a lemonade stand. Next thing you know, it looks so refreshing, right? Pretty soon I'm over there. I'm talking with the kids. I'm asking who their parents are. I'm asking how business is going. And before I know it, I'm walking away after giving them $20 for a lemonade that I didn't even really like, and I'm now thirstier than before I drank it. But now let's take sin for an example. Doesn't it seem like every time we try to like get rid of a sin in our lives, a vice, a bad habit, doesn't it seem like every time when we focus on that, like, I'm going to get rid of this, we just fall back into it? What is going on? What is going on inside of us? Well, in today's gospel, I want to start by just highlighting that Jesus is mad. Jesus is mad. Doesn't happen very often, but he's mad. And what is going on? He's cleansing the temple of these money changers and people that sell animals. The part of the temple that he's cleansing, the part of the temple where these money changers are, would be like our gathering space. It's not the worship space where the Jews could be. It's the place where everybody else is invited to. All the non-Jews. Why would Jesus be so mad about them being in that space? He's mad because the temple, right? The temple is where God's presence is. And so Jesus is angry because these people selling things, right? These people exchanging money have taken away the Gentiles' ability to pray. All the non-Jews now have no place to pray. They have no place to have a relationship with his Father. And so he's like, get out of here. Right? Let these people pray. They too need a relationship with the Father. Not just the Jewish people. The whole world. And so, we know that after Jesus's passion, death, and resurrection, right? Ascension into heaven. What does he do? He sends the Holy Spirit to us. And it's always good to reflect that when we're baptized, we are made in to a new temple. We're the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. God dwells not in this temple. He dwells in here, in our hearts. That's profound. That is profound. How much more do you think Jesus gets angry, gets really pissed off when stuff enters our temple that's not supposed to be there? Let's be clear, right? He's not mad at me. He's not mad at you. He is getting angry at sin, at vice, at the devil, right? He is so ticked off at death, and he wants to remove it from the place that he dwells, right? Those things desecrate the temple of our hearts. And that's what Jesus came to do, was to cleanse our hearts, just like he cleansed the temple today in the gospel. So you can imagine how much he cares
right?
When our hearts are overran, when our hearts have no place to pray anymore or to have a relationship with his Father. So we got to go back to the original question. Well, then why do I fail all the time? Why is it when I try to get rid of these things in my heart, why does it not work? I would offer to you, it's because we keep trying to do it on our own. We think it's our job to cleanse the temple. But it's not. It's Jesus' job. Sure, he wants us to come along to help him, right? To participate, to give some basic effort. But it's his job to cleanse the temple. And I simply want to highlight for you the difference between Jesus' anger and the anger that we fall into too many times. Jesus' anger cleanses, heals, restores. How many times does our anger destroy, right? Hurt, wound, scar? So Jesus comes to cleanse the temple of our souls. And so the good news is, today, we can ask him for that. He actually comes into our souls physically, right? When we receive the Eucharist today. He literally enters into our temple to start that cleansing process. And so today, I offer to you, right, that you ask Jesus, you beg him, you invite him, you give him permission. Say, Jesus, cleanse my heart. Cleanse my temple. Remove anything that is in there that is not from you, so that I can finally be free to be your beloved son or daughter.